The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth. But no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, welcome back. I've got a big ask for you today, kind of an uncomfortable request, and something that for many of you, perhaps you've never ever talked about it publicly. It's been something that happened in the past. Maybe for some of you, it's a long time ago, decades ago. And it's just you never really kind of dealt with it. Or maybe you have dealt with it and you found healing and you found forgiveness and you're on that side of it. You're on this side of it and God has done a great work in your life. But maybe it's just been one of those things that you've just had it buried for all these years. And if you want to call in and share that without using your name, that's fine. If you want to do that anonymously, completely understand and have no problem with that whatsoever. I just don't know what the Lord may do during the show today. We are going to talk to our friend David Fisher because Monday was MLK Day, so a national holiday. So David at Landmark Capital wasn't working on Monday. And we just postponed a little Money Monday update to today. So we'll do that in the fourth segment. But between now and then, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share your abortion story. Your abortion testimony. This Friday is the National March for Life in Washington, D.C. I was talking about this last week with the North Carolina Right to Life and the prayer breakfast and the gathering on Saturday in downtown Raleigh, which was great. And then you've got Sanctity of Life Sunday, which is always close to MLK, and it's based on the anniversary, if you can call it that, of Roe versus Wade, the legalization of abortion in America. And so some churches did it last Sunday. Most churches that will do it this Sunday. So it is a topic this week that is all over the nation and it needs to be remain on the radar screen. No matter what's going on with COVID, the Great Reset, the government, Biden, whatever, we can never forget the travesty, the tragedy, the heartbreak that is abortion and 62 million children and counting here in America. And on an annual basis at this point worldwide, about 40 million, which is a mind-boggling number to get your mind around. But would just respectfully ask and lovingly ask and compassionately ask if you have an abortion story. You've been down that road. You found healing. The Lord's done a work in your life. There's other people, I guarantee you, that need to hear that story. 30-35% of adult women are post-abortive. So this is all over the place. It's in the church. It's outside of the church. But perhaps the Lord would use you today to be a blessing to somebody else as you share your own story, your own abortion testimony. Again, if you want to call in and not use your name, that's fine. I completely understand that. Or for some of you, it might be just the first time you do it publicly. You mention it publicly. And that I think that would be a healing thing to do as well. So if you'd like to share your story from whatever perspective it is, 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Didn't plan for any guests. Didn't really want to load up with anything today. Just wanted to give you that opportunity, see what the Lord would do with this hour until we talk to our good friend David Fisher in the fourth segment. But if there's a abortion testimony, and if you've been down that road and you've shared your testimony, you know the power of that at this point and what God can do with that and what he wants to do with that and to find healing and hope and blessings out of your pain in the past is just part of the gospel story. It's just part of the way God has designed things that we can comfort others with the comfort that we have received ourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. So if you want to do that today, if you feel led to do that today, I can guarantee you the Lord will bless that and use it in somebody else's life. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And if the Lord is moving on you to share something, I would just encourage you to be obedient to that move of the Holy Spirit and go ahead and call in and share whatever you feel led to share. 866-348-7884. 7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. I hope you know by now you should never be afraid to call into this show. I'm not into blood sport. I'm not into attacking callers. I'm into wisdom. I'm into conversation, compassion, and patience. So I don't always do that well. You know that if you've listened to the show for a while. But I can tell you, I can make my yes be yes and my no be no on this particular issue because it's been such a big part of my life for the last 15 years, trying to do what I can on this issue. Let's go to Ray right quick, who's calling in from North Carolina. Ray, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi. Just wanted to call in and say that it means a lot to me. My real mother was a prostitute and wanted to have me aborted. And fortunately, her stepsister pleaded with her, don't kill the baby. My husband and I will take and raise it, which they did. Mm-hmm. I didn't find out I was adopted till I was 21.
Wow.
And needless to say, it just really caught me off guard. But I went on to God served in the military, and God called me to Bible college after that. And I looked her up in Western Pennsylvania. Had the privilege. I told her, you know, I said, Martha, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And there's no hard feelings. It's the past is the past. But I said, I want to share something that's changed my life, and I had the privilege of leading her to Christ.
Wow, gosh.
And, stepsister, and went on into ministry, and God has, it's really been a blessing. My wife and I have planted 2 or 3 Bible-believing churches and had the privilege of seeing hundreds of people saved. So anyhow, I'm the first to speak up and say, hey,
yeah.
If possible, don't kill the baby. God may have other plans for him.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, we know he does. He always does.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. What a great, great testimony. What a great, great story. God bless you, Ray. Thank you so much for sharing. I know it's certainly been a blessing to me, and I'm sure it's blessed everybody else, the Lord chiefly, for all of us. But God bless you, brother. Thanks for sharing.
God bless your ministry. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon. Thanks so much. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. This is when stuff like that happens. This is when God's just reminding me, hey, Steve, it's worth it. It's worth it for us to come here and to do this and to provide this platform and this opportunity, which isn't ours. It's not mine. It's not Truth Radio's. It doesn't belong to any of the stations we're on. Certainly doesn't belong to Facebook Live, if you want to do that, or YouTube Live. This is the Lord's. It's the Lord's platform. And if you feel moved to share, he's putting it out there for you. It's for you today. If you want to share that type of testimony, God bless you, Ray. What a powerful story. God has a plan for everybody's life, whether it's ministry or anything else. He's got a plan for every child's life, which is part of the challenge of abortion. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. The National March for Life is this Friday in Washington, D.C. A lot of churches, well, the ones that are willing to step up to the plate, a lot of them will be taking advantage of this Sunday, a Sanctity of Life Sunday. Some of them did it last Sunday, but this is a particular week every year in January that you should turn up the lights, turn up the attention on the issue of abortion today. Just leaving the door open to see what the Lord would do. Ray called in earlier. That was a great blessing. His mom was a prostitute. She wanted to get an abortion. Another family member's like, nope, we'll take that child. And then Ray, and eventually Ray and his wife, that man of God, served in the military, planted churches, have led people to the Lord. And God has a plan for every life. God will use every single life. And so we just have to be willing to go along with that and trust there's a bigger picture than that temporary and very difficult situation if an unplanned pregnancy. But I just wanted to leave the door open for you if you feel the Lord leading you to share your story. For some of you, you've done that for years, and that would be a blessing. There's people that need to be encouraged by that so that they can begin to share, because a lot of people, this is something that stays buried. It stays in the closet, and you can't ultimately find a whole lot of healing and freedom from that. But for you, maybe it's the first time you've ever said anything publicly, and if you want to do that anonymously, I am totally fine with that. I just wanted to give you the opportunity because I can guarantee you the Lord will use it. I'm pretty sure he'll use it in your life if you do that today. And I guarantee you he'll use it in somebody else's life. And we have to be concerned with others more than ourselves. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 if you'd like to share your abortion testimony. Let's go to Gabriel, who's calling in from North Carolina. Gabriel, thanks for holding so long. Go right ahead.
And how are you doing, Dr. Brown? Thanks for the platform. Thanks for what you do. You have been very important in my life almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, Dr. Brown was last hour. This is Steve Noble.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got confused.
That's all right.
But, yes, I just wanted to reach out to everybody as a male. I was young and, you know, 20 and got into a certain situation. And, you know, my girlfriend's mother at the time wanted to, I guess, take charge of the situation and have an abortion. Being young and naive, I didn't know if I had any rights in the situation. I felt like it was all kind of out of my control. That being said, I urge anybody that's on the verge of making that decision to stop. Seek any kind of advice, any kind of counsel that you can to avoid going through an abortion. However, if you have been through one, I know that God's grace prevails always. I struggled with it for years. It actually caused a drug problem in my life. I got help with that. Ended up going through a lot of prayer over the abortion. And I was just here to actually say that God's blessed me with four wonderful, wonderful children.
Wow.
Happily married. You know, every day it starts with me thanking the Lord for my kids.
Yeah,
they're just more than anything I could ever, ever, ever imagine. It's the best relationship I've ever had. I've done a lot of crazy things in my life, and nothing compares to having a relationship with a child.
Amen. What a great point.
I was reaching out as a male and saying that, you know, if you haven't done it, if you're on the verge, I urge you to stop it. Talk to anybody that you can. And if you have done it, know that the grace of God prevails, and just keep trucking, because more than likely, he's got blessings in store for you. So.
Yeah, that's right. What a great point. Great, great testimony, Gabriel. Thank you so much for calling in, my brother. I really appreciate you sharing that with all of us.
Thanks for being here. Thank you. What do you do?
You're welcome. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. And there you go. And that's just a heart's cry from a man's been there, done that, right? Went down that road. And hey, look, turn around. Difficult days, drug issues, struggle. But then God turns around, because you got to remember the Lord. It's a lot of us just get God wrong, right? And by the way, if you'd like to share, I'd love to give you the time to do that. 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884. And ladies, you too as well. This is a safe place for you, okay? If you want to share, don't worry about it. I was surprised to have two men call in a row. That's awesome. That usually doesn't happen on this particular subject. But I praise the Lord that it did. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. If you have a story around abortion and how that's affected your life, and a testimony, if you want to be a blessing to somebody, or just help, you coming out and talking about it will help somebody else coming out and talk about it. And that's not something that you should keep in your closet. It just isn't. That's where the devil wants it, because he can use it against you. But that's not where the Lord wants it. The Lord wants it pinned to the cross and dealt with. And God wants to bless you. I was saying, I think a lot of us just get God wrong. It's like he's this curmudgeon old guy, and he's sitting there with his hand cocked just waiting for you to screw up so he can smite you, right? Well, if you're in Christ, God, if you're a parent, you know how much you should want to bless your children. We want to care for them. I want to make things easy for my kids. I know that's not always the right thing to do, but I want to. I want to take the blows. I want to see them succeed. I want to bless them. I want to give them a good trip. I want to have a great Christmas. I want to do that for them. And the Lord wants to bless you. But sometimes we just keep things buried that we don't deal with it. And so it's difficult. But he wants to bless you. That's why with our last caller, with Gabriel, he went down the road of abortion. And then, lo and behold, years later, he's got four children of his own. And they were obviously just, outside of Christ, the biggest blessing in his life. And God wanted to do that for Gabriel. And he did. And praise God for it. But if you want to share something like that, men and women, whatever the case may be, 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And on that man's point, this is something. I'm a numbers person. I've been dealing with this stuff for years. I tend to gravitate towards statistics and hard facts because I think those are very effective in having discussions and arguments and debates and even to convince yourself. But a few years ago, there's a pretty large nationwide study of post-abortive women, women that have been down that road, which is, by some accounts, 30-35% of adult women today have already had an abortion. Okay, so this is all over the place. I guarantee you there's all kinds of women and men, because it takes two to tango, in this audience right now or listening later on the podcast or Facebook Live, YouTube Live, that are post-abortive. I know they are. You go to church this Sunday, take a look around. Because the odds are 20, 25, 30% of the women in there, the adult women, have already had an abortion. And we just, it stays in the closet where Satan has power because it's in the dark. But it's got to come out. So this nationwide study of post-abortive women, 80% of them, 80% said that if the father of the child had said, like Gabriel wanted to, and did eventually had that opportunity because God's blessed him, yeah, let's keep this child. Let's keep the child. Let's keep Ray, who was born of a prostitute. His mom was a prostitute. Ray, our first caller. Let's keep the baby. 80% of post-abortive women said if the father had said yes, let's keep the child, they would have. They would have. That's an 80% cut in abortion because men chose to be, well, men and step up to the plate. This is going to alter the trajectory of my life. From a short-term perspective, you could say this is going to ruin my life. This is going to take me off track. This wasn't my plan. I'm trying to finish college. I've got a career going here. I don't have the money for this. And that's, so make it go away. Except that doesn't go away, right? It never really goes away. So if they say yes, and a man's being a man, which God will bless, and 80% of the moms say, okay, forget the abortion. Let's have a baby and keep or adopt. But that's a reality. It's not just a woman's issue because it takes two to tango for all the adults in the room. 866-34-TRUTH if you want to share. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Just stepping out a little bit today just to give you the opportunity if you want to share a testimony about going down the abortion road. This Friday is the National March for Life. Sunday, this coming Sunday, and some churches last Sunday was the national kind of yearly annual Sanctity of Life Sunday. So I wanted to make sure we gave that some room today and just felt the Lord would have us just kind of open up the phones and had two powerful testimonies from Ray and Gabriel. In this regard about the issue of abortion. So if you want to call in and share your story, your testimony, and what the Lord has done in your life, maybe for some of you, it's you've never said anything. It's still in the closet. It's still buried down deep, and you never brought it out. And if you want to call in and be anonymous, and because you want to share with other people that might be considering it, what price do you pay on the other side of it? The abortion industry, of course, wants you to think it's just one and done, like you got a filling at the dentist. No big deal. But if you've been down that road, you know it's not one and done. You know that stays with you. You know you pay a price for that, for most people, for the rest of their lives. And it doesn't go away. You can't erase that in terms of your memory. But God can still do an incredible work in your life. That's why Gabriel shared when he was young, his girlfriend pregnant, the mom involved and didn't know if he had any rights, and they had an abortion. And he paid some prices and struggled with a lot of things. But eventually, through God's grace, he has four children of his own. And then Ray, our first caller, who was conceived, his mom was a prostitute and wanted to abort. And another family member says, no, we'll take that child. And Ray grows up to be, he serves in the military. He goes to Bible college, a man of God, plants churches, leads people to Christ, he and his wife. And that's what the Lord can do. Different stories, different people. And sometimes you got to be careful. And if you want to call in and share, 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And by the way, tomorrow on Theology Thursday with our friends at BJU Seminary, we're going to be doing the theology behind this topic, okay? So we'll do that tomorrow on Theology Thursday. But if you wanted to share today, I would love to give you the opportunity to do that. Just give us a call, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Because the Lord is always willing to use the difficult things that we've gone through to bless other people as well as to minister to us individually. Let's go to Monica, who's calling in from Georgia. Monica, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
So I've been here listening to people to call in, and I kept saying, okay, if no one calls in, I'll call in.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, so go right ahead. What would you like
no
to share?
No one calls in, I'll call in. So I, and then, you know, you said God will bless other people when you speak it. And so that's the main reason I'm calling. Mm. I was 19 in 1989, and I was pregnant because I was not living the life that I needed to live, not living according to the way God designed for me to live. And even though I've been raised in Catholic school and done studies, I was very naive and easily misled. So I went to a place that I thought was a place where people went when they wanted to give their baby up for adoption, because it says a place where you plan parenthood. And when I went there, they told me that, well, that's okay, don't worry. And they said, well, you've been taught a lot of lies by the Catholic people because they don't want you to know the truth. And they told me that at 13 weeks, I had to have an ultrasound, and that they'd help me after that. And so I'm like, great, I'm going to find somebody to take care of my baby, and everything will be fine, and I'll go, you know, go to college and do my thing. Well, then they took out this ultrasound, and they put me in this other room, and they're like, so these are the parts of the baby, and they haven't come together yet. And they said that everything that I learned was not true, and that it wasn't really a child yet. And you know, I thought I healed from this because I know I've been forgiven, but
yeah,
people need to know that you have to talk to people. You have to let young girls know that we make mistakes and we get pregnant and it's okay, but you can't let a child suffer because you were going down the wrong path, but God still loves you and he forgives you and he'll help you and he'll forgive you. But it really is healing a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll never, ever forget your child.
That's right, and that's such a difficult truth, Monica, and that's why it's so important and such a blessing for us, for you, for other people listening, when we have to share that truth. They were lying to you, and you were misled, and people have to know what's going on. This isn't just like a walk in the park kind of situation. This is very, very dark, and there's a lot of evil involved, especially from organizations like Planned Parenthood. And like you said, you'll never forget your child. We never forget our children. And that's why it's so important, like you said, that you have to talk about it. And the Lord, if you come to him, he'll forgive you. This is not an unforgivable sin. It's a grievous one, of course, but it's not unforgivable.
Thank God
is right.
Yeah, and it is grievous because it breaks your heart for the rest of your life. Even because it happens, and you love.
Yeah.
And when you know God, you know love, and you know what the truth is.
Amen.
And thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
But yeah, please, just people have to stop saying, I'm not going to get involved in this, I'm not going to get involved in that. They've got to pursue relationships with people who may seem to be difficult or who
That's
are
right.
walking down paths that are, you know, go out there. Mm-hmm. That's the mission field.
That's right.
Here.
Exactly right.
Thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. God bless you, Monica. Thank you so much. God bless you. It's so, what a blessing, isn't that? Thank you, Lord, for that. It's not the unforgivable sin, ladies and gentlemen. It is not. As dark and as difficult as the blood of an aborted child is, and at this point in American history, 62 million plus, as dark and as difficult and as grievous as that is, the power of Jesus's blood is infinitely more powerful, infinitely. But that's the only thing. Jesus's blood, sacrifice, and love is the only thing that can overcome the reality of that sin. And what happens? And just so you know, I just want you to hear this. I do this every once in a while. PlannedParenthood.org, okay? Because this is what happened to Monica. She's like, oh, Planned Parenthood, they're going to help me. So this is from their page, and you just listen for the hiss of the snake, okay? Is abortion the right option for me? I'm going to do this in a certain voice. I always do it in my ethics class. Abortion is very common, and people have abortions for many different reasons. Only you know what's best for you, but good information and support can really help you make the decision that's best for your own health and well-being. See what I'm doing here? The hiss of the snake. If you're thinking about having abortion, you're not alone. Millions of people face unplanned pregnancies every year, and about 4 out of 10 of them decide to get an abortion. Some people with planned pregnancies also get abortions because of health or safety reasons. Overall, about 1 in 4 women in the U.S. will have an abortion by the time they're 45 years old. Sometimes the decision is simple. Other times, it's complicated. But either way, the decision to have an abortion is personal, and you're the only one who can make it. Everyone has their own unique and valid reasons for having an abortion. Some of the many different reasons people decide to end a pregnancy include: they want to be the best parent possible to the kids they already have. They're not ready to be a parent yet. It's not a good time in their life to have a baby. They want to finish school or focus on work or achieve other goals before having a baby. They're not in a relationship with someone they want to have a baby with. They're in an abusive relationship or were sexually assaulted. The pregnancy is dangerous or bad for their health. The fetus won't survive the pregnancy or will suffer after birth. They just don't want to be a parent. Deciding to have an abortion doesn't mean you don't want or love children. In fact, 6 out of 10 people who get abortions already have kids, and many of them decide to end their pregnancies so they can focus on the children they already have. And people who aren't already parents when they get an abortion often go on to have a baby later when they feel they're in a better position to be a good parent. The bottom line is, deciding if and when to have a baby is very personal, and only you know what's best for you and your family. All right? That's straight out. I'm reading from the Planned Parenthood website, plannedparenthood.org, under Get Care, under Abortion. Okay? Learn tab, and then abortion. Considering abortion. And did you hear that? No big deal. Right? No big deal. Lots of people have them. Look, 4 out of 10. Don't think that you're like alone in this. You're not. It's pretty common. And because it's pretty common, implication, it's not that big a deal. Everybody's doing it. Don't worry about it. You, and look how sick and twisted that is. You kill the child that's in your womb now so that you can be a better parent to your other children. Really? How does being complicit in a murder make you a better parent? And that's just truthful thinking right there, okay? I know that sounds harsh, but it's just truthful thinking. Coming against the lies of Planned Parenthood, which is right out of the belly of the beast. It's straight from the pit of hell and it smells like smoke. That's Planned Parenthood and the entire abortion industry. But be willing to share, friends. God will bless you and use you when you share. This is Steve Noble with the Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, turning a corner, talking to our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website. MLK Day on Monday, so the markets were closed, so we just delayed a Money Monday update for a few days, so we appreciate the flexibility there. David, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. A little bit tired, but doing good.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for your flexibility this week. As we always do on a Money Monday update with David, we always start with a passage of Scripture, which the Lord always does a great thing there. So today in the New Testament, John chapter 14, let's start there, my friend.
It says, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you?" So the reason I chose this actually is a couple reasons. One, I did a funeral service yesterday and a gravesite service, and it was one of the scriptures I used when I officiated. And I talked about how, you know, God wants all of us to be in heaven, but that's simply done by inviting Jesus Christ into our life and making him Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. It's not done by a list that if the good list is longer than the bad list.
Right.
And I said, that's how the human side thinks, but the Bible says just opposite. And God, once we do that, he prepares a place for us.
Man.
I was thinking about what you're talking about I never talked about this before, but it kind of probably relates. I would venture to say that all the fetuses, God had prepared a place for them.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not knowing. They don't have the accountability. But when we get to heaven, we get a heavenly body. That house is really who we are, because that never dies. But our earthly body deteriorates, and it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So I want to encourage you, those that hear my voice, you don't have to wait till you die to get to heaven. You can find that out right now by inviting Jesus into your life as Lord and Savior.
Amen to that. Double amen and triple amen. I was talking to, this is one of the passages, John 14, 1 through 6, that my mother put. Yeah, she has this thing, she calls it her wish list, and that's, and in the back of it, she talks about possessions and who gets what, but she also has in there what she wants to be in her memorial, which will be a few months after her death, and my mother is in her last few weeks right now. She's 90 years of age, and so when I was out there a few weeks ago, we went through those passages, and then I was on FaceTime. My three siblings were there in Tennessee, and we went through this, and I mentioned at one point when we were looking at these passages that she picked, John 14, 1 through 6, which ends with something we all know, which is, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me, which is why David's pressing us to look straight at Jesus. I said, well, think about that. The Father, the Lord, through Jesus, makes everything there is in 6 days, and then Jesus, who's been off the earth for a couple thousand years, said, I've gone there to prepare a place for you. You could consider, what's it going to be like, the city of God, when it comes down and we have these places in heaven now, but eventually on earth. And that Jesus has had a couple thousand years to work on that. I'm not going, wow, that's going to be pretty incredible when God does all of creation in 6 days. And then Jesus has 2,000 years to work on all these rooms for all his children who have faith in him. It's such a beautiful thought. So thanks, David, as always, for taking us there. So stocks in 2022, like 2021, 2021, a great year for stocks. I'm looking at the 5-day chart on my phone here in 2022. It started green, then red, and even today, the market down like 340 points. So how are we going to do in 2022 versus 2021?
Yeah, so 2022 is not starting out very good, and I think there's going to be a market correction. So let's talk about, why is this happening right now? The NASDAQ is down 7.3% for the month of January so far. We're not even done yet, and this is one of the worst months since March of 2020. And the reason is twofold. We are having inflation due to one reason, because the Fed printed a lot of money. But the other reason is HSBC Bank came out and warned us, Steve, that there is a huge disruption now, bigger than ever we've experienced. They call it the mother of all the supply chains having a bottleneck. And that's causing problems already, not just COVID doing this, but that is causing that. And COVID relates to that. So that's one reason the market is down. The other reason is markets are preparing, and the economy is preparing for a Federal Reserve rate hike, the first one that we've had since 2018 December of that year. When they had that in December, the market went down 10% in 3 days and about 20% in total of 15 days. So the market doesn't like rate hikes. The Fed seems to be serious about this, finally.
Yeah.
And so that's one reason. Now, if I may, with your permission, I'd like to shift gears. I texted you earlier today about something, and I didn't send you some forewarning in an email. But if we can we talk about something that's, I found out that's very shocking, unfortunately, about the government, what they're trying to do?
Please do. Of course.
All right. So let's go back memory lane. We might want to end on this, if or however time we have.
That's fine.
If we have time to talk about gold and silver, that's fine. Remember the bail-in that was put together in 2010 under President Obama with the Dodd-Frank Act. The Dodd-Frank Act also created this entity that is independent of the government and is under the Federal Reserve, that gets funding from the Federal Reserve, and is called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The person that President Obama assigned to that back in 2010, his name is Richard Cordray. He is a lawyer, is what he is. And he ran it. And he, with the first week as the director back in 2010, he said before Congress, he was seeing if he could regulate your IRA. That was one of the questions Congress was asking him, and he said yes. That's why one of the reasons we're here today. That's the backdrop now. Let's fast forward to today. There's an open Federal Reserve position. It's the vice chair of supervision. Now, remember, 2 months ago, Steve, we talked about, I'm sorry to be so long-winded, I want to make sure everybody understands the piece of the puzzle, though,
please.
The picture here. A few months ago, President Biden nominated Saul Uamaravera for the Comptroller of Currency, and she, with a lot of hearings and a lot of pushback, she finally resigned. Why? Because she wrote in her thesis papers 4 months ago, just 2 months before her hearings, that she said that the consumer should give up their bank account to the Federal Reserve and not have any more bank accounts. I'm paraphrasing what Senator Republican Toomey says out of, I think, Pennsylvania. Toomey didn't like her, and a lot of Republicans didn't like her. And so, therefore, she resigned. Also, Senator John Kennedy, Republican out of Louisiana, didn't like her. He doesn't like this new nomination that Biden just put in to place Richard Cordray for the position at the Federal Reserve, the vice chair. And he says this, Uamaravera, she ever resigned from the group called the Young Communist. And Cordray, I think he believes that only the government can make America great. And him and I disagree.
Oh,
so let's put this thing to the final test here. If he doesn't get nominated, and there's two other people that are up for nomination that Biden nominated, just the fact that they're putting into place as his number one of a nomination, it looks like, and Elizabeth Warren wants him to be nominated too, by the way, so that should tell you a lot.
Yeah, that does.
We're back to the same exact same thing, unfortunately, what we talked about just a couple months ago, that the government is coming after your money, and this is one of the nominations for the Fed side of your banking system.
Man.
So I'm passionate, as you can tell. Don't interpret my passion and concern as anger. I'm just rattled with this thing. You know, I thought we were at a place where we're kind of had this past us. It's not. And there's still, by the way, another thing. They're still trying to modify. I'm looking at my TV. It's on mute. On the financial markets, Biden is talking right now, and I don't know what he's the exact same, but the headline said they're going to modify the BBB, the Build Back Better law. And that doesn't mean that they took out the IRS from getting into your bank account.
Right.
So we're watching these things. Just be careful. Get some gold and silver outside of the system. It's not a peachy bed of roses right now, and this thing could get bad on us.
Yeah, and they're going to go for everything they can go for in the next 11 months until they lose. They're going to get shellacked in the midterm elections in November, but those people don't come into office until a year from now. So they know they've got 365 days to wreak as much havoc and to re-engineer the whole system as they can. That's the whole point behind the Great Reset. I talked about that yesterday. And by them continuing to put up one radical person after another to deal with the entire federal economy, especially from the Fed's perspective. Yeah, they just don't care. They don't care what we think. They don't. They are totally committed to a complete restructuring of society, including the financial system. And it's insane.
Health-wise, financially, morally, it's all tied together.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that you talk about these things and you allow me to talk about my little piece of the puzzle. And, you know, that's why it's so important to have knowledge and wisdom so people can make good decisions. Call our company, get a packet. We're probably closer than the bail-in I ever thought we were.
Yeah.
Think about diversifying, see if that makes sense as a good stewardship program. And we'll talk more about inflation. I got some things about inflation, about gold and silver. It looks like gold and silver is going to make a big run all this year, the experts are saying. But we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, we'll do that next week. And again, David, if people want to get more information, they just want to educate themselves, what should they do?
844, call us, 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for always being on the cutting edge there and paying attention to so many things to bring to our attention so that we can be better prepared to be good stewards of whatever amount the Lord has given us. God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, my brother.
All right. Talk. We'll see you later. This is Steve Noble. We'll be back tomorrow, Theology Thursday, with our friends at BJU Seminary. We're going to dedicate the show again tomorrow to the issue of life, the issue of abortion from a theological perspective. That'll be awesome and much needed. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
another program powered by the Truth Network.